the Japanese aircon manufacturer. Now, where do you think some of the biggest movies and TV shows of the last 20 years have been shot? Fast and Furious, Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, Spider-Man Homecoming? Well, it's the US state of Georgia. But how about this recent one?
Famous around the world, please welcome the Fantastic Four. Mr. Fantastic.
There we are. That is Fantastic Four First Steps, and it was made largely in the UK. And Marvel is making its next Avengers and Spider-Man at a facility just outside London. There's been an almost 50% drop in film production spending in the centre from before now, Georgia, over the past 3 years. The reason that they're abandoning Georgia has less to do with picturesque locations or skilled filmmakers. They have lots of both. It's mostly down to tax breaks and money, as I heard from Randy Davidson, CEO and founder of Georgia Entertainment.
I think America has been slipping in the last bit due to several issues of union and the evolving nature of the way film and TV productions are being done. You know, the smaller budgets, the different consumption habits that consumers have, and certainly, you know, the attractive international incentives that have impacted really every state in America. But I still feel like Georgia has the best incentive, the best locations, and trained workforce. We're very hopeful and optimistic that Georgia is ready for whatever is next for film and television.
Okay, well, I mean, sell it to me then, Randy. I mean, Georgia, I get it, partly to do with tax, but it's also, it's got good, I mean, it looks good, doesn't it, on screen?
Yes, it does. One of the key things, and I do think a lot of America losing some of that, certainly incentive base, but over time, America still is the backdrop for a lot of stories that sells worldwide. So I do think there's an attractiveness to location shooting in America, and especially in Georgia. The climate is right. We've been in some very difficult climates lately, visiting some areas, but you can shoot year-round in Georgia, and you have, you know, the metropolis, you have the rural, you have the ocean, you know, the beach, the mountains, and it's still a very incredible place and that has a massive workforce that's been trained since 2015 when the state decided to do something about the importation of below-the-line workers for film and television to make sure that those skill sets were here and available for Georgians to be able to work on.
So does Georgia basically just need to get its act together, the state government, to say, OK, we'll introduce even better tax concessions?
I think what we've decided to do instead is to just make sure that our incentive works very well for independent filmmakers and feature filmmakers. And that I'm talking about Paramount, Netflix, Amazon, and those things. So I think one of the things that we've done this year, and we just passed legislation within the Georgia political structure, was to tweak a little bit of the accounting processes to make what again, I think is the best incentive in the country, make it even better and faster for filmmakers to monetize their incentives and their credits that they have here. Other than that, definitely considering, and the conversation is always there for us to figure out ways to enhance the film incentive and other areas around it. Another piece of legislation that went through this year for Georgia was a post-production credit. While it's not really aimed at the filmmakers, it's aimed at post-production people, companies that work in Georgia. It's an example of how I think we can maneuver incentives around, you know, the ecosystem of the creative industries and especially film to attract and become more competitive.
So where are your big rivals then, Randy? Where's all this going that was in Georgia before?
I feel like all the, you know, the rivals are outside of America. I mean, the exchange rate, the dollar value, certain countries that don't have to provide health or do certain things are not bound by the Teamsters and union restrictions. I feel like our biggest competitor has been foreign. Here in America, you still see, if you just follow American news and film, you still see states really rallying to try to create their own incentive. Texas, Nevada, New Jersey. And one of the reasons is that it's becoming, thankfully, more apparent that film production is economic development. It is tourism. It is money that is generated and poured right back into the community. So that's the reason other states are standing up and fighting. And I feel like, you know, Georgia having all of these years with it under our belt and pretty much virtually unchanged as a credit, uncapped 30%, you know, has the predictability that a filmmaker or a studio is looking for in order to plan their project.
You going to get the next James Bond, do you think?
Well, I just read the other day, you know, that Kevin Feige with Marvel said Georgia's still in play. You know, I mean, they're not doing it here, you know, but, you know, they've made other strategy moves. And we're definitely looking at James Bond, Fast and Furious episodes. And, you know, we have some good tie-ins with a lot of the bigger things. I think if you look into Georgia now, you'll see a lot of the sound stages that have struggled, you know, obviously in the last two or three years, they're really embracing the indie film and the short and the production companies that are producing a lot of short films and episodics, and even looking to, you know, do a lot more in the gaming and music and touring. I mean, there's a lot of usage for the skill sets that we've trained our workers for. So I would love to be the next James Bond, actually, myself. I don't, but I like it being a Brit as well.
Well, we shall see. Randy Davidson, the CEO, founder of Georgia Entertainment, where the films aren't being made so much. But at the moment, Denis Villeneuve, who is the announced director of the next Bond movie, is certainly casting around for the next Bond. Maybe he's casting around for the next location. I suggest that Randy and Georgia get in touch with him. But that's it from World Business Report from me and the rest of the team. Bye-bye.